We welcome spoken word artists. Our next performer is a wonderful writer, and she manages to attend this open mic quite often. She lives right here in Acton. Please welcome Michelle Boulay.
I don't think so, although I've known people that did that. Is this happening? Is this on yet? Yeah? Anyway, I heard a great phrase on NPR tonight as I was driving from work. I won't go into the whole background, but the phrase was, as the monkey climbs higher in the tree, you get to see more of its bottom. So just a thought about, you know, exposure. I don't know. Or winning things. Anyway, Niana's shirt just inspired me to do this poem. I haven't done this for a while. And I usually have some weird little finger symbols, but I can't find them. They're probably in my purse, but forget that. So that would take me half an hour. It's called Night of the Renegade Moo. Each evening, they lead old Bess into the barn. When the clumped grass cools so sweetly in the back meadow, when evening shadows magically grow violet in the softening dusk, it might be nice to let her chew in the moist pasture by the light of a filling moon, fireflies lighting her way. It might be nice to let her sniff the twilight breeze, fragrant with dew and lavender. But each night, they dutifully escort her into the dusty confines of their barn and stuff her bovine bulk into a cramped stall filled with the tang of her own urine, the aroma of sun-baked cow patties dominating the stale air. Why don't they let her stroll through the gentle night fields to munch soft hay, to listen to crickets fiddling their green razor legs with melodic pitch? Do they fear small foxes might sneak out from the shadows, their minute quick bodies a fraction of the size of Bess's plate-sized hooves? Do they fear the shy creatures will nibble at her resilient hide before they scuttle back into the brush if she even blinks at them? Or do they fear her own easy nature will transform in the brightening moon, that she'll grow sinister fur and sharp ears, that she'll growl fiercely and salivate over long fangs, chase and devour their precious chickens, leaving random feathers and bloodied tracks in the dusty henhouse? Or do they fear that if they leave her to stroll the darkening fields of clover, contentedly chewing her cud, that when they turn to go lock themselves into their hard little box of a house, that perhaps if they turn back just once more to gaze at her peaceful form gracing the dim meadow, they just might see her hulking shadow gallop willy-nilly through the eerie pasture, her udders swaying riotously, her loud moos resounding like a wild dog's baying. They just might see her take a renegade leap high into the indigo umbrella of stars and fly crazily past the smirking face of the now full moon, far beyond the tiny fences of their small imaginations. And perhaps they fear that while they stand there with mouths gaping and hearts stopped with shock, they'll miss the escape of the spoons and forks quietly clambering out of the kitchen drawers to skitter into the obscurity of the long, dark grass, tinkling and giggling as they run. Thank you.
Did you bring any of your booklets with you? Oh, she has some very nice collections of her work, but not here tonight. One more hand, please, for Michelle Boulay.